Hello, I'm Trent Gillis, the online editor for Speaking of Faith. Krista spoke with Vigen Guroian, an Armenian Orthodox theologian, for a program we broadcast this past Easter season. We couldn't include all of it in the radio program, so we're bringing you an unheard cut here. In this clip, Guroian offers an alternative ending to Mel Gibson's film about the Passion story.
You suggested that when you saw Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ, you would have given it a different ending and a different beginning. And I think that those are consonant with this different theology of the Easter story.
Yes, I would have begun with it. Yes, I would have begun with a post-resurrection account of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, and Christ encounters them, and that they don't recognize him until they essentially break bread with him. And eat with him.
Because for you, you think that we only should retell that story or want to retell the story of the suffering with the resurrection in mind first? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. That and also my objection in the case of Gibson's film was, is I found the resurrection scene. First of all, you wouldn't have such iconography in the East, although there are examples of it late, very late, but mm-hmm. it's not normative of sort of either Jesus sort of flying out of the tomb or what Gibson did, where you sort of see part of his body and you're reminded that he's come back to life. It was, in my eyes, quite surreal, joltingly in contrast with the naturalism of the crucifixion scene. And I found it disconcerting and unbelievable. If you had left that scene out of the movie, what would you have been left with but a man who died on a cross? Big heart died for all of us somehow or other, but I don't know that the resurrection would have been in our minds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I would have told it quite differently. I would have mm-hmm. had the last scene be Christ on the cross saying it is finished, because it is finished. But what kind of finish is it? It's not finished on the cross per se. There's the resurrection that is happening on the cross as well. So...
Right,
it would be appropriate mm-hmm. to end with it is finished, and we wouldn't have just a tragic hero dying.
Vigen Guroian from his February 2007 interview with Krista Tippett. We'd like your feedback on what types of bonus material you find most interesting. Tell us more at speakingoffaith.org. In the meantime, we'll be bringing you more behind-the-scenes looks. Thanks for downloading.
American Public Media.